And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, open the next one.
Oh, it's from Grandma.
Oh, here we go. Mandy's gonna get another scarf.
Not a chance.
No, this will be 12 years in a row.
Oh, there's no way Grandma would do that again.
Oh, you underestimate my mother's desire for Mandy to keep her neck cozy.
Mandy? Huh? Okay. Oh, hi, Mom.
You're watching old home videos.
My last birthday.
Hey, I thought we'd have lasagna tonight.
Okay. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What went wrong between you and Dad?
Oh, that kind of question.
Did you think I was going to ask about lasagna?
Hoping, I guess. It's hard to explain, Mandy. I'm not sure what went wrong. But we're trying to figure it out.
I just don't get it. You two seemed perfectly happy in this video 8 months ago.
There's a lot you didn't see.
I guess so.
Listen, keep praying for us, okay?
I've never stopped.
Hey, David, There's a midnight showing of Monster Slayer on Thursday. You wanna go?
Well, that's a school night, Cameron. Will your parents even let you?
My parents don't care. They barely know I live there.
Yeah, mine probably wouldn't even notice either.
All right, everyone, settle down. The bell has rung. Now, today we're going to talk about the quadratic equation. The quadratic equation
is a second order. How long do you think it'll take me to get Dr. Hawthorne off the subject?
Oh, man, don't do this again.
How long?
2 minutes.
Try 30 seconds. Time me. Go. Ooh, Dr. Hawthorne?
What? Yes, Cameron? You have a question for me?
Yeah, I've really had trouble understanding a lot of the lessons. Can I come in for extra tutoring on Friday?
Actually, as I've said before, I won't be in on Friday. You'll have a substitute.
What will you be doing on Friday?
Well, as you know, I've been studying botany quite extensively for the past several years, and my favorite plant is the rose. My rose garden's become quite impressive, I must say.
Man.
On Friday, I'll be taking some of my roses to a garden show in Richland.
Hey, how long?
Have some
it was 8 seconds.
Sweet.
This is worse than the lesson.
Mr. Strasberg. Is there something funny?
No, sir. Please, continue talking about the roses.
I see what you're doing. You two are trying to get me off the subject.
It was just a joke, sir.
Well, your joke has just cost you and your friend a detention.
Detention?
What?
Are you sure there's no way? Well, she's still got almost a week to get better.
Yeah, okay, all right, that's fine. Bye.
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
What is it?
You know how Wick put me in charge of the family night variety show next week?
Yeah.
Well, I called these puppet people to come to be the headliner act that night. They were going to do a funny puppet show. And now they're canceling on me.
Why?
One of the puppets has mono.
What?
Yeah, I know. I don't understand it either. I never should have gone with these people. They seem so flaky to begin with. But what am I going to do now? I've got 30 minutes to fill. Do you know anybody who juggles?
Not for 30 minutes. Do one of your plays.
I can't rehearse anything that fast.
That's true. Well, maybe you could do one of those theater games where you get somebody from the audience to act something out on the spot.
Yeah, that's a great idea. But what could they act out? Could you write something, you know, like reader's theater?
I don't know. I'm not feeling very inspired these days.
I know you have a lot going on, but it might get your mind off, you know, other things for a while.
Maybe.
I just have to come up with something. We always have such a big turnout.
Yeah, my family comes every year.
And you are really good at this stuff. Last time, I had a ton of families come up to me and tell me how they were impacted by your skit.
You know what? I think I will write something for it, Connie.
Really? Oh, thank you, Mandy.
Yes, this could be exactly what my family needs.
David, you're dissecting that frog upside down.
Oh, hi, Cameron. Oh, I guess that means those are his brains and these are his intestines. Well, that makes more sense. Thank you.
Sorry about class yesterday.
It's not your fault. Hawthorne just likes giving out detentions.
No kidding. He's given me 3 this semester. Sometimes he's such a psycho.
Yeah, a psycho gardener.
Well, I know. What's with the roses? He talks about them every day.
Yeah.
I wish they would just die already so he wouldn't bore us with the details. Ooh, your spleen's about to fall on the floor.
My what?
The spleen on your frog.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I've seen his house. I know where he lives.
Hawthorne?
Yep. Even seen his famous roses. Wouldn't it be funny if he woke up one Friday morning and they were all dead?
Yeah, I'd love to see his face.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, come on, David. You're always talking about how much you can't stand the guy. This is your chance to get him back.
You want to kill his roses?
He deserves it.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, man.
No, I think I'll just do the detention.
Suit yourself, but you're missing out. Ooh, your liver just rolled across the table.
Oh, man.
Ew, nasty.
Gross.
David, I just got off the phone with Dr. Hawthorne.
Why?
He told me about your detention.
What did he say?
You were messing around in class.
It wasn't that bad.
He said you were making a mockery of him and his lesson.
Oh, come on. He's exaggerating. He just likes handing out detentions. He was in a bad mood.
This is about more than just today, David. You've been acting up in a lot of your classes lately.
I'm going through a phase.
Don't mock me.
Fine. Dr. Hawthorne's going through a phase. A midlife crisis or something.
That's not funny. You're grounded for a week.
But I didn't deserve the detention.
Regardless, those are the rules. Dinner's almost ready.
Yeah, it's gonna cost me detention. Let's talk about cost.
Hello?
Hey, Cameron.
Yeah?
It's David.
Hey, man.
Hawthorne called my mom. Can you believe it?
He called mine, too.
Really? Ridiculous. Yeah. Listen, about that idea you had?
Yeah?
I think I may have changed my mind.
Help getting the play ready?
I'm sure, Connie. There's nothing to it. Do we need to discuss this tonight, though? I'm kind of busy.
Well, am I going to get to see the script before I see the play?
Yeah, sure.
Do you need any sets or props or anything? Mandy?
Sorry. I'm looking through my kitchen window and my brother's in the backyard, in the dark.
So?
He's supposed to be in his room. He's grounded.
Oh. David's been getting into trouble a lot lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's changed a lot. His grades are going downhill. He's having fights with Mom.
What's the matter?
Cameron's in our backyard, too.
Who's Cameron?
This boy from school. David never used to hang around with guys like him. He gets into trouble a lot.
What's he doing?
He's giving David something.
What is it?
I don't know. It's in a bag. Oh, I don't like the looks of this.
What do you mean?
I think David's getting into some things he shouldn't.
Look, don't jump to conclusions. It could be nothing.
I need to find out what's in that bag.
What are you doing in my room?
You're going to kill Dr. Hawthorne's prize roses.
Why do you say that?
I saw you and Cameron in the backyard last night, and he gave you this bag.
You have no right to be going through my stuff.
This bag has a bottle of extra-strength weed killer in it.
So what?
Along with a piece of paper with an address and a time. It's Dr. Hawthorne's house.
No, it's not.
I've delivered Sunshine Girls cookies to his house. I know where he lives.
Just get out!
I'm worried about you, David.
So what are you gonna do? Tell Mom?
I won't have to. You know you'll get caught. Mom and Dad will find out, and you'll get a whole lot worse than a detention.
You know what, Mandy? I don't really care. They don't consult me about their decisions. Why should I care what they think about mine?
You can't do this. Mom and Dad are trying to work things out. You're not going to help anything by getting into trouble.
It's not going to make any difference. Nothing we do is going to make any difference.
That's not true.
But they've made up their minds already.
And how come they're going to counseling? Their marriage could go either way right now. We have to act like things are the way they used to be, when we were all happy.
Ancient history.
If you keep pulling this stuff, they're going to think they failed as parents, too.
Yeah, well, maybe they have.
That's an awful thing to say. Don't you even care about our family? Don't you care if we stay together?
Right now? I don't care about much of anything.
Fine. Then go ahead and pull your prank. I hope you get in trouble.
Hi, Mandy. Wow, looks like a full house.
Yeah, we usually have a good turnout for the variety show. Where are you sitting?
My ticket says 15C.
Ah, only a few rows back from Mom. Here, I'll help you find your seat.
Oh, you don't need to do that. You're probably supposed to be backstage or something.
No, it's okay. Come on.
Really, Mandy? I can find it myself. It's all right.
I think you'll have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm looking forward to it.
Look, Mom looks really nice. She's wearing that sweater you got her for Christmas last year.
Hmm.
Oh, here's your seat.
Ah, thanks.
Oh, oops. I dropped something. Oh. Hold on, let me get it.
What are you doing under my seat, huh?
Oh, nothing. Just getting what I dropped.
Huh?
Oh, I gotta get backstage, Dad. Enjoy the show!
Okay, break a leg.
I never knew Mrs. Nichu could yodel like that, Chris. And she makes her own potpourri out of old tea bags. Amazing.
Thank you, Mrs. Nichu, for that lovely rendition of How Great Thou Art. Now, we're going to do something a little different. You, the audience, will be helping us out with a five-scene play. Now, Mandy Strasberg wrote it and be playing one part. And those of you with stickers on the bottom of your chairs are the other cast members, so take a look.
Oh, I have one.
Great. Connie Kendall is one of the cast members.
I have one under my chair.
Steven Strasberg is another cast member.
Uh-oh. What? I have a sticker.
Right here. It's Rachel Strasberg.
And our final cast member is Mrs. Strasberg. Will the three of you please come on up on stage?
I have your scripts.
We don't get time to rehearse?
No, that's the fun of it. You just sit on these stools and read the script. What could be simpler?
How fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be a riot. Okay, open the next one. The blue one.
It's from Grandma.
Oh, boy. Melissa's gonna get another scarf.
Not a chance.
Oh, yeah, this would be 12 years straight.
There's no way Grandma would do that again.
You underestimate my mother's desire for Melissa to keep her neck cozy. Your mother and I have decided to separate.
Separate? What?
Your father is moving out tonight. He'll be staying in a hotel until... You know, I am not very good at this. Maybe someone else should play this part.
Mom, come on.
I just...
Keep going, please.
Your father is moving out tonight. He'll be staying in a hotel until he can find an apartment.
But how can you... You can work this out. I know you can. You just need faith. Or counseling.
We've tried counseling. We've been going to someone for several weeks. It's not working. I'm sorry. Laura, I've been praying about this, and I think Melissa is right. God doesn't want families to separate. He wants us to be together.
Clark, I've been praying about the same thing, and I agree. Our differences aren't that big of a deal. We have a lot of love and memories as a family.
I love you, Laura.
I love you, Clark.
And we love you, too.
Come here, kids.
Yay! So we're all staying together?
We're all staying together, just like a family is supposed to.
Mandy, what was that?
It's where I'm at right now. I write my best when I write about my own life.
Well, I should have read the script beforehand. Are you crazy? You put your parents into a very difficult position. They were playing themselves.
I know. And maybe it was hard for them, but at least they may have seen how ridiculous they're being.
Well, I think you may have gone about it the wrong way.
Mandy, what were you thinking?
What do you mean? Didn't you like it?
We know you set us
up. Putting the stickers under our chairs.
What were you trying to do?
I was hoping you could see that you're being ridiculous. Remember what it's like to be a family.
Oh, Mandy.
We remember what it's like. We had some good times.
Then why do you want to ruin everything?
We've tried to make this work, really.
But it's not working. Now the whole town of Odyssey knows
it. At least you look like a saint. I'm the one who complained about soggy casseroles in scene 2.
Actually, I thought that part was pretty accurate.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't complain if the food was still warm when I got home from work.
Well, it's not my fault.
Ah, here comes the nag. Remember scene 3 tonight?
Stop! Just stop! Now you're fighting over my plate. Can't you? Don't you? Never mind.
Mandy!
Could leave me alone.
Your parents said you didn't want to talk to them either.
I don't. Is that why they sent you?
No, I came on my own.
And you'll probably tell me I should go down there and apologize, right?
Probably, but you can cry some first. I know this is really hard for you. I went through this too, remember?
Yeah. I just didn't think it would ever happen with my parents. They belong together. I was just trying to get them to understand that.
You know, Mandy, this is hard to accept, but there's really not that much you can do. This is your parents' decision.
It's the wrong decision.
There's nothing you can do about that. It's not your responsibility. It's not your job to fix everything.
There's nothing I can do?
Actually, there is something. And it's the best thing. You can pray. And I'd be happy to do that with you if you want. But like every time you pray, you have to trust God for the answer. You don't have control of this situation.
Oh, I hate that.
But there are some things you can control.
Like what?
Like how you respond to others. You can choose to love people that hurt you. And forgive people that wrong you.
Like my parents?
Or other family members?
Oh, David.
He's hurting too, Mandy. Just in a different way than you are.
He sure doesn't act like it.
Trust me on this one.
Got the weed killer?
Yup.
I'll climb the fence first.
Oh, wait, hang on. Are you sure he's asleep?
Hawthorne's light's been out for 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I never fall asleep in the first 15 minutes. And he could be reading in bed.
Are you wimping out?
He's a teacher. Teachers read in bed.
Look, your parents are gonna be home any minute and notice you're gone. It's now or never, okay?
Okay.
All right. When I get over the fence, throw me the bottle.
Right.
What was that?
Somebody's rang Hawthorne's doorbell. Get off the fence.
It's your sister.
Oh, I knew she would try to mess this up.
Go grab her before...
Miss Strasburg, what is it?
Hi, Dr. Hawthorne. I just, wanted to say I hope you do well on the garden show tomorrow.
Yes. A sentiment much more appropriate not given to me at 9:30 at night. I was already asleep.
I'm sorry. I won't bother you anymore. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Great. Now what are we gonna do?
I'll take care of Mandy. Wait here. What are you doing here, Mandy?
Helping you.
You're getting in my way. Go home.
No, not without you.
This has nothing to do with you. Leave me alone.
You're my brother. This has a lot to do with me. You're starting to turn into a vandal, and I'm not gonna let that happen.
I'm fine.
You're fine? You've got a bottle of weed killer in your hand. You're out here in the dark about to kill somebody's prized flowers. This isn't you, David.
I thought you didn't care if I got into trouble.
I changed my mind. I'm gonna need you. I don't want you in juvenile detention or jail or something.
You're gonna need me.
Our parents may be splitting up. We need each other whether you like it or not.
David, what's going on?
Nothing.
We could still do it as long as you can keep your sister in line.
He's never been able to before.
Whatever.
So what's it gonna be?
I'm out, Kim.
What? Why?
Now Hawthorne's gonna think Mandy had something to do with it since she knocked on his door this late at night.
So what? It's her own fault. She shouldn't have come out here in the first place.
She's my little sister. I'm supposed to look after her.
Wow. Ain't that just so sweet?
I'll see you in algebra.
That was great, David.
Yeah. Give me a good citizenship award. So, do you really think Mom and Dad are splitting up?
I hope not.
Yeah. Let's go home.
Mom, I wanted to apologize for writing you into a skit without telling you, and running off after the variety show.
Thank you. You're forgiven. Have you talked to your father yet?
I just got off the phone with him.
I know this is difficult for you.
It's just hard not seeing you together. Do you think you'll ever be together again?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Honestly, right now, I doubt it. But it could happen. Keep praying. More than anything, your dad and I both want you to know that we still love you and David as much as we ever have. And we want to be there for you, no matter what.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, we need to talk about the play and your portrayal of me.
Oh, sorry.
Do I really use the phrase, because I'm your mother and I said so?
Sometimes.
Whoa, I need to work on that. Let me see that script. I'd like to make a few changes.
Most of the dialogue is word for word.
Are you sure about that?
Sometimes it can be frustrating that we don't have control over the trouble in our lives. But just like Mandy, we need to figure out what we do have control over and what we don't. Some of the things we can control are our own actions towards others. We can choose to love and be kind to other people. Other things, like the decisions our parents make, we really can't do much about. But the wonderful thing is that we have a God who is in control of everything, and He wants what's best for us. In 1 Peter 5:7 it says, "Cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you." So even though we might not know how certain situations are going to turn out, we can trust that God is watching out for us. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Out of Our Hands was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Bob Hoos. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Aria Curzon, Nathan Carlson, Vanessa Marshall, Robbie Rist, Greg Sipes, and Ian Whitcomb, with Katie Lee as Connie. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.